it's really difficult. So that mentor scheme I set up last week was because of this exact thing, which is when I started, the internet didn't massively exist. So you really felt like you had to physically get on staff at a magazine, and that was the only way to be noticed and work your way up. I always thought it was easier these days because you can set up a blog really easy, you can tweet. I always thought, oh, well, if you're a great writer, it will somehow come through. But I think there are so many voices out there that actually breaking through and being different to everyone is really difficult. So we set up the mentor scheme, and the point of it was you didn't have to have any experience whatsoever, because I think the you can't get experience without experience thing is just a nightmare, because you can just become stuck, especially if I think you don't have any relationships in media, so if you don't know somebody who works in a magazine, or you don't have an in, or you don't live in London, or you can't afford to go and do a month's work experience with no money. I think it favours privilege at the moment. So I'd say apply for the Empire Mentor Scheme. I'd say look out for anything like that, which is essentially trying to find proper talent instead of getting people to work for free. I think the traditional work experience kind of model is rubbish, because it's essentially come and work in our office, do some like quite rubbish jobs, and we'll give you one bit of like good stuff to do after you've done our transcriptions and after you've been to the shop and after, do you know what I mean? It's not really about giving people opportunity. So I think all of those schemes, I think the BFI do a couple of great things as well. I think anything which has structure around it and offers proper guidance and proper mentoring is the kind of best way, because I think otherwise, just from kind of your own blogs and things like that, I think it's really difficult.